She planted her feet and let the chain trickle from her hand until she had only a single loop over her fingers. She waited a beat, letting them second-guess their instincts about the danger she posed, letting them relax. Then she lashed out with it. The underling, smarter, flinched faster. She caught the alpha across the cheek, smelled the sizzle burn of his skin under the metal, and showed him her teeth.
And you call me a drama queen?
What was your name again?
Silver dimly recalled it from Dare's discussions with her cousin, but she wanted to force the man to give it to her in his own voice, to give her some shade of death's power over him.
Sacramento! You crazy cat!
The man put fingertips to his cheek, disbelief sharpening into rage, and hissed in surprising pain. The silver-made wound hadn't healed as a normal one would.
What's your plan?
Silver let the chain hang loose. Not a weapon to be overused. Just the threat of it held the underling back.
You could challenge Dare to a fight in revenge for your son's death this moment. But instead you talk. You attack me. You attack a human under Seattle's protection. Why? Are you so certain you'd lose?
Sacramento tried to sneer, but it caught at wounded muscles and he stopped.
Death in a fight is brief, you harridan. The world holds far more painful and fitting punishments for what he did to my son.
Breathe.
Death used the voice of Stefan, the one who'd killed Silver's pack, jagged with his madness.
Only if you ask me nicely.
Silver stepped back.
How very human of you. They're the ones who invented...
An eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye. And the whole world goes blind.
Silver stepped to Susan's side. Sacramento ignored her and gestured his underling to circle around behind Susan. The underling herded her, and by extension Silver, even farther from where other humans hurried back and forth.
Perhaps Seattle will be crashing our party this time, but I'm still staying to make sure Dare receives my message properly. Get comfortable.
Susan! Celine!
John called as they all turned the corner. Silver stood beside Susan, confident and patient in her waiting stance, her silver chain in hand. The rush of relief was so great, Andrew didn't bother to correct John about using the wrong name for Silver. Sacramento had a fresh silver burn on his cheek. The bleached blonde man who tried to attack Andrew when they first headed back to Seattle Den blocked the women's path to the parking lot, but he skittered aside on seeing Andrew, as if the silver medal had weakened his confidence. Under the stink of Sacramento's burn, Andrew smelled blood. When he spotted it on Silver's temple, panic charged to rage as easily as shifting in the full. Sacramento would pay for that blood. Andrew could imagine the feeling of the man's throat in his teeth even now. John crossed immediately to his girlfriend and enfolded her in a tight embrace. He drew her away from Sacramento and toward the pack's fighters, waiting for orders. Andrew would have loved to do the same to Silver, but he knew better than to imply she needed such reassurance in front of an enemy. He came to stand behind her, and she backed up to create contact between their bodies without his hands touching her. She was all right, he reminded himself to try to slow his heart. Hurt, but all right.
Hello, Nate. Long time no see.
Technically, Andrew was out of line to omit Sacramento's title when he didn't have a personal relationship with the man, or wasn't another alpha. In the years since Andrew last saw him, his face had sharpened.
I hear we have a problem.
You should discipline your mate, using silver on her own kind. Is that what her leash on you is made of?
He nodded to John.
Like whatever that human has on Seattle. What is she, his fuck toy? I had no idea he was into that kind of thing.
Sacramento pointedly kept his voice below Susan's threshold of hearing at her distance.
You are trespassing, Sacramento.
John left Susan to join them.
And attacking those under my protection. You have an hour to make it beyond the border, or I'll throw you out myself.
Sacramento held up his hands.
I've delivered my message. I have no beef with you, Seattle. I'll be waiting on the other side of your southern border tomorrow morning. I'd suggest you send Dare to face the lady's clear gaze.
He pressed a hand to his cheek and walked with pointed insouciance toward his truck at the back of the store's lot. The blonde hurried after. Sacramento turned over his shoulder to blow a kiss from his fingertips to Silver.
You and me, babe. I look forward to the rematch soon.
Silver lifted her chin as she watched him go.
I've found death tends to punish those who assume he'll come at their beck and call like some kind of domesticated pet. Watch out for him yourself.